Coming to you from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios, you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WBQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM. WBQC LP, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. WBQC LP does not endorse any political campaign or candidates. The opinions expressed on Hemp Rock Radio do not reflect the views of WBQC LP, Media Bridges, its staff, or Board of Trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock and our guests. Thanks for listening. Welcome, Hemp Rockers, to Radio Free Queen City and the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress and joint hosts, the Burn Man and the Dope Boy Pot and Hash, featuring the Pottsbury Bakery and Hemp Rock Cafe on WBQC LP 95.7 FM, the voice of the Queen City.
I got a hand full of wonder seed. I'm gonna cultivate this mystery. Ain't gonna be green bees tree. Do you want marijuana? Do you want marijuana?
95.7 is online at WVQC.org. Hemp Rock is at HempRock.com, and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line is at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP.
To talk to us during the show, call 513-564-9600. That's 513-564-9600.
And now, here's Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including guests, music, news, food, and lots of fun here on 95.7 FM WVQC LP, low power to the people.
Jet Baker, you've got mail.
Huh. Hot party.
Tell everybody.
Cool. Party time, I got the invite. With a little rhyme, bring a flashlight. Don't let the dog bite, wear your pants tight. Hot party. Pot party, bring your buddies, it's gnarly. Pot party, everybody in the joint feeling good now. Take a puff if you want, cause you could now. Pot party, with all the hotties, all the shorties, it's gnarly. Gonna take a little sucky on the hookah. Cross your fingers, you'll get lucky with the hookup. Get on the cell phone. Tell everyone you know, let the word flow. Don't be home alone. The whole town, whole town, whole town is gonna be there. Break dancing like you don't care. Feel good groove, and you're gonna be high. Make your body move, and then you're gonna be high. I got the invite, out of town, on the farm. No car alarms, no firearms, party in the barn. Not the barn for the hay, go the other way. Follow the DJ, let your hips sway. Hit the buffet, and hit the bong long. Yo, remember my song? Pot party, bring your buddies. It's gnarly, pot party. Everybody in the joint feeling good now. Take a puff if you want, cause you could now. Pot party, with all the hotties, all the shorties. It's gnarly, gonna take a little sucky on the hookah. Cross your fingers, you get lucky with the hookah.
You can totally hook me up.
Of course I'm going to go to the pot party.
We'll be right back.
party in the barn.
Springtime has sprung, and it's time for this year's Worldwide Marijuana March. Celebrate cannabis freedom on Saturday, May 7th at 3 p.m. Gather with Hemp Rock's Reefer Roach, Pottsbury Bakery's Dope Boy Chef Pot and Hash, and Rich Spirits Drummers at the Underground Railroad Freedom Center in downtown Cincinnati to thank City Council for repealing Cincinnati's marijuana arrest law, and then march across the Blue Suspension Bridge to Covington, Kentucky's Old Kenton County Courthouse and Old Jail to thank Kentucky legislators for lowering Kentucky's marijuana possession laws from a Class A misdemeanor to a Class B, which takes effect on June 24th, and back to Cincinnati's Freedom Center in time for the 420. After the march, go to the Hempbach Hempfest fundraiser at the Riverfront West Pavilion in Miamitown, Cleves, Ohio. Doors open 6 p.m. Music kicks off at 7 p.m. This is a BYO Buds, Booze, Blankets, Bongs, and Blunts event. With music from The Ohms, Madras Lounge, Wendy Oakley and the Posse, Vicariously Indecisive, Sock Monkeys, Hip Hop Groups Open Mind Productions, and DFI. Acoustic sets with Zebulon, Henry, and Harmonicool. Plus Rich Spirits Drum Circle, Incendium Fire Spinners, Drug Law Reform Speakers and Groups, Raffles with Reefer Girls, a massage booth, contest prizes, and lots more. This year's WMM is brought to you by Hemp Rock, the Cincy Northern Kentucky Teapot Party, and Cures Not Wars. That's Cincinnati's 2011 Worldwide Marijuana March and Hemp Rock Hemp Fest on Saturday, May 7th, starting at 3 p.m. For more info, to volunteer, or to sponsor the WMM, please email us at hemprock.com. The Cincy WMM and Hemp Rock Hemp Fest are Hemp Rock Productions.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
WVQC, People Powered Radio.
Hey, this is Willie, and you're going to be voting for a governor in your state, Kentucky, pretty quick. So think about getting with Galbraith, because he's my friend. I've known him a long time. He and I believe the same way about a whole lot of things, and I think you believe a lot of the same things that he does. So hear him out. Gatewood for governor. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Willie Nelson, and I started the Teapot Party so we could tax, regulate, and legalize marijuana. If you lean a little to the left like us, please join us at Facebook.com/Teapot Party or through your local party, including the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Teapot Party, or start one in your area. And I like that. Hi, I'm Willie Nelson. And you're listening to Hip Hop Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC-LP, Cincinnati 95.7 FM, and WVQC.org, low power to the people. Also on WEEDRadioNetwork.com.
All right, it is Hemp Rock Radio, and I want to thank Willie for those awesome, awesome PSAs and bumpers. And, of course, I am the Happy Hemptress, and over there rolling up the pot today is, yeah, Chef Pot and Hash. He's here in the rain, and over there doing something, I'm not quite sure, is the Burn Man.
He's doing some business.
He's probably burning. And, of course, I do have a very, very special guest live here in the studio today.
It's much prettier in here.
That's right. She brings it up, doesn't she? And, of course, we'll be talking to her in just a few minutes. That is, of course, Kara. And she is the lead singer, Chicky, of the local group Sock Monkeys. We love the Sock Monkeys. And now one of my second sons is in the band, which is pretty cool. We'll be talking about that in a few minutes. They have played Hemp Rock Hemp Fest for us in the past and are one of the great bands playing on May 7th for the Hemp Fest, of course, coming up on May 7th. You just heard that PSA for that a couple of minutes ago. And, of course, if you want to get all the information, you can go to the Hemp Rock Hemp line at 513-684-HEMP to get the full scoop on that event and other things, of course, happening in the tri-state area. Of course, just like our Willie Nelson Teapot Party chapter we have here, the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky chapter. Now, of course, one of the things we also support here is the SSD Peers at UC, the Students for Sensible Drug Policy. They have a meeting. It's their first meeting, I do believe. It says they're coming back. They want you to join them to kick off the new quarter of school. Bring your friends. There's free pizza. This is today at UC in the Swift 619 room. Swift Building, room 619.
Did you say free pizza?
Free pizza.
At UC.
Can you imagine?
Free pizza for 25 seconds at UC this afternoon.
Of course, that is at 5 p.m., and we love to promote these kids. They are also going to be in attendance, speaking, and having a table at the May 7th event as well. So stay tuned for that. And if you are a student over at UC or you want to be one, or you want to be with the group, that is today at the Swift Building, room 619 at 5 o'clock for Students for Sensible Drug Policy at UC. Now, I also have to give a shout-out, of course, to the song we played at the top, Jet Baker with, of course, since we've got a party coming up, the pot party. Okay. And also to give a shout-out to the Marijuana Music Award, folks. Now, if you don't know what that is, we've talked about it before, and we have finally hooked up with these folks. We're going to start getting some of the cool entries of bands from around the world doing marijuana music for the Marijuana Music Awards. You can get them, of course, at marijuanamusicawards.com. And it is too late to enter if you wanted to enter, so I hope you all did. I've been talking about it. The, of course, winners will be announced at the Treating Yourself Expo in Toronto at the Metro Convention Center on June 3rd through the 5th. So, you know, I hope that somebody we know wins, but I'm sure that I can't even say who all's entered. The girl, Tam, that's in charge of this, sent me a clip today from the individuals. We'll be playing over the next couple of weeks and hope to have her on before the winners are announced to discuss why she started this and all about it. So stay tuned for that. And, a lot of other things going on, of course. We have some things to get to in the news and some really cool rock stuff, of course. Now,
yay.
You all know who Bonnaroo events or what the Bonnaroo events are.
There.
I know. I'm too old. I don't go to this stuff anymore. But this time, probably other times too, they've got comedy. We like comedy.
They have comedy every year.
Do they have the comedy? It should be included. Well,
they've had Flight of the Conchords, and
that's fantastic. What
I always laugh about is I go to a pot event and people, because I keep my hair cut so short, people are always like, "He's a cop."
Yeah. Well,
like, I'm the biggest pothead here.
They don't know you very well.
Exactly. Well, here is a brownie. That's right. Here is part of the lineup for the comedy. Now, as far as I'm concerned, the best part of the lineup this year is Robert Plant and the Joy Band. Man, what a great, great act. That's an old act he put back together with old artists that he was with before Led Zeppelin. They're performing down there. Now, for the comedy lineup, it's the 420 Comedy Blaze.
Nice.
Hosted with Cheech Marin, featuring
awesome.
Ralphie May, the stars of Workaholics, and more. And, of course, there is a lot of other great, great comedy acts down there. But, hey, the 420 Blaze is going to be the best part with Cheech.
of course, of Cheech and Chong.
And Ralphie May, he's hilarious.
He is absolutely
You can tell
hysterical.
He's had some munchies in his life.
Yes, he has.
That'll be standing room
yes,
only, for
he
sure.
Has. Oh, yeah. It is,
But,
boy,
you know, he did lose a whole lot of weight.
I know. I've noticed that. He has been dropping.
I'm proud of myself.
That's right.
In the last year, I've lost 33 pounds.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Nice.
Must be all that healthy food he's cooking.
Well, that actually, I just learned to cut, you know, made a couple simple dietary changes because you know I hate to exercise.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Well, what were those changes?
You're going to pound your chest because I changed to mostly all organics and quit using processed sugars.
Oh, right.
And,
ooh.
Except, of course, for my Mountain Dew that I got to drink.
Addicted. Addiction.
But, yeah, you know, with all my cooking, I just use natural, unprocessed organic sugars now, so...
Yeah,
and it's obviously working.
Well, you know, I don't mind plugging the brand. We're not plugging the brand because we want you to go buy it. We're not allowed to do that, but to let people know.
I just use Florida Crystals when I cook.
Well, I was going to say, let's talk about that for just a minute because that's something I want to talk to you about in the next segment. But let's lay the groundwork for some of the work that Kara's doing, separate from her music, is organic and healthy foods with her other half,
mm-hmm.
the one that kicked her this morning for me.
And he did, too.
Did he?
Yes. This is from Lynn.
I had to have her boyfriend kick her, make sure she woke up in time today. Well, you know how musicians are.
Well, mornings are hard. You know, it was like noon.
I know.
Gosh.
I know. That's terrible.
Yeah, somebody says you're getting up at the crack of dawn. I'm like, who is she? I've never met her.
Crack
a
noon.
High noon.
I've been using a product called Florida Crystals.
Florida Crystals.
It's unprocessed sugar, and they're actually a completely renewable, sustainable
company.
Well,
they company. Have two versions. They have sustainable ag and the organic version as well.
But, I mean, they even use the waste products from their sugar production to power their plant.
Nice.
Isn't that great? Biomechanical leftover.
Right, kids. You know?
Yeah. Electric. It's fantastic. So, yeah. So, not to go tell you to go out and buy it, but certainly if you want to be green, it is one of the products you'll want to check out. So, yeah, that's the Florida Crystals organic and sustainable ag sugars. And, yeah, I think all companies should do that work with farm products and things
and like
that.
And like I said, it's obviously working because, like I said, I weighed 265 a year ago.
Fantastic.
I weigh 228 now, so.
That's what happens when you get a girlfriend.
Well, yeah.
That's usually what happens when you lose a girlfriend.
That too.
No, because then
that doesn't work for me anymore. I don't care anymore.
No, because that's when I start. When I lose a girlfriend, that's when I start thinking I'm going to go make a banana cream pie.
I've been saying for years I'm too old to care. I can't lose weight when I break up anymore. 20, 30 years ago, yes, I lost weight. Now it's like, damn. So, yeah, I get that.
It's like, I'm just going to go out and have a beer truck.
Yeah, right. I also have something in front of me I want to tell you about. I forgot about this. You can probably go to the UC SSDP's Facebook page and link to that, or you can go to surveymonkey.com and look for the survey. They are doing a survey for people that want to help lead the SSDP chapter here. I totally forgot about that. It's in front of me. I got to fill that out myself. Now, we've got cool things, of course, going on here in Kentucky. I know you're from Kentucky, Kara, and I will talk about your perspective. I know you like to work Ron Paul's campaign and some other things.
Yeah, I was flying that flag for the whole campaign, really.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we, of course, support Gatewood Galbraith here, along with Willie Nelson nationally with the Teapot Party, and they've got a lot of different things going on besides running for governor, him and D. Riley. They also are the Kentucky Hemp Initiative, and different events coming from that, as well as the campaign. One of the events, this is the Kentucky Hemp Initiative's first annual soiree. It's going to take place on Saturday, April 30th from 4 to 7 p.m. down at the Terrapin Hill Farm.
Harrodsburg or
yep.
something like that.
Harrodsburg,
yeah.
You got it. Harrodsburg, Kentucky, that's right. So you can, of course, go to the terrapinhillfarm.com and check out the information there, or you can call them at 859-734-2707. And this is, again, for the Hemp Initiative event.
And that's a really good thing we got going on in Kentucky. They're talking about the real deal. You know,
that's
trying
right.
to get people to wake up and realize, you know, we've got, you know, monetary issues in Kentucky, as in most states. And this is a way to get that agricultural crop back in action is a way to really make a difference.
Get it back in action legally.
Legally, and yeah.
It's already the number one cash crop of
Kentucky. Exactly, yeah. But people are just so scared, they're so programmed to think, oh, marijuana, turn your head, don't, you know, oh no, it's illegal, I don't want to be associated with that.
Right.
But that's not what this is about.
That's right.
It's about making a difference and doing the right thing, so people need to educate themselves and get off their butts.
And vote.
Do something about it.
Get registered to vote.
Does it help people that there's going to be barbecue and live music? Does that help more than the cause?
Because there will be. It does. Why do you think the kids are giving out free pizza?
I know. That's why I'm like, free pizza.
Everybody's going, free pizza? Let's go to that meeting.
Okay,
what was
let's
that
go
meeting?
Listen.
I don't know, but there was double pepperoni on that pizza.
That's right. Well, as the new... promos from Willie, of course, tell you we support Gatewood Galbraith. If you want to help Gatewood and D. Riley get on the ballot for the November election, we have to have at least 5,000 legitimate voter-registered signatures turned in by August 1st of this year. So everybody get out there. You can go to gatewood.com, get the information, print it out, the petitions, and get them signed by all your friends and family that are registered. If not, get them registered first. And let's get Gatewood and D on the ballot, and then they together can push hemp to legal status again the way it should be in the state of Kentucky.
Really encourage your people, your family and friends to check out what this guy stands for, because he's
exactly.
not just the guy that wants to
get
marijuana.
High and get marijuana.
Yeah.
No, not
it's
at all.
Not just about that. He's got a lot of really solid ideas, and if you just check him out, you probably realize that you agree with most of them. So
that's right.
At least look at this dude.
That's
and
right. And help him get on the ballot and then decide in November if that's who you want to vote for.
Yeah, but help us out here. This is good stuff.
That's right. That's right.
And I'll be one of the first ones to admit, I was very skeptical about Gatewood until I met him and listened to what he had to say.
Yeah, I agree.
Because what he talks about, he's obviously a well-educated man that knows that he's
lawyer.
That has done his research.
Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. right.
He knows his stuff.
Well, I admit, I heard him, you know, saw it on TV that he was running in 91, and I was like, this guy wants to legalize marijuana? I'll go help him. That really was all it took for me.
Right?
And then all the rest came later. I was like, hey, this guy really is good.
Hey, Andy has good ideas.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I was going to say, well, with what he wanted to do with just the hemp industry itself.
That's
I mean,
right.
And not necessarily for marijuana. I'm talking about just hemp industry.
That's right.
Right.
No, of course, it really is about the hemp, and that's why they are doing the Kentucky Hemp Initiative here in Kentucky. Now, real quick, I do have to give a shout-out to the Overgrow the Government folks. That is at overgrowthegovt.org/com. They are meeting in D.C. at the Lafayette Park at 9 a.m. and marching to the Washington Monument to overgrow the government on 420 in National D.C. And we want to make sure that everybody knows about that. Our very own Mima from the Teapot Party is going to go. So if you want to go and be with her and everybody else in D.C., go to overgrowthegovt.com. And now, let's talk to you for a couple of minutes before we go on to one of your songs here. You, of course, are our very, very great friend, Kara Livesey?
Close enough.
Okay.
Livesey, whatever. I go by Kara Michelle because my last name
that's
is weird.
Right. That's right, Kara Michelle. And you can, of course, find her in Facebook, along with information on your band.
Mm-hmm.
Now, real quick, of course, you are the band, the Sock Monkeys. You do a lot of other things. Real quick, give us a highlight of the few different things you do. I know you're with Incendium Fire Spinners as well.
Yeah.
They're going to perform at the event.
Yeah,
and then we'll play one
awesome.
Of your songs.
I'm a part of Incendium Arts Fire Performance Troupe. We are
burners.
Six of us.
Burners, like Burn Man? Well, not quite the same, but...
Yeah, well, you know, Burning Man has kind of satellite...
That Burn Man.
Oh!
We all smoke weed.
That's right.
I get
we all
it.
Do smoke. That's actually where his name came from.
Oh, I get
your,
it.
Your burning partner was sitting there talking about Burn Man. Burn
nice.
Man. And I went, hey, he's Burn Man!
Totally.
That's where his name came from.
Well, it's a really cool thing that we have going in the Midwest with the fire performing. Our troupe is a little bit unique because we actually choreograph our whole show to music, and a lot of people just kind of freestyle. So that's really something to check out. Our season will be kicking up pretty soon now that it's warming up. We're going to be performing at Fringe Fest, too.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's going to be sweet.
Now, one of the
year.
Really, really cool things that you guys did was played the Rock and Roll Carnival last year.
Every year.
On July 2nd, performed there, right next to the brand new WVQC radio booth the day we launched our radio station that day.
That's right. And we got to
Carnival.
Talk to them some.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So you guys were part of that. And what a great video. Birdman got that. And of course, it's aired on TV. And I do believe John has a copy if you've not
actually
seen it.
We made a little promo video and it's on the website right
Wonderful.
Now.
Wonderful. And what is the website again?
IncendiumArts.com. That's
Don't even spell it. I'll just tell them. We'll tell them to go to hemprock.com.
There
and when
you
they
go.
Click to the promo for our event and scroll down, they'll get a link to it.
Dig.
Very good. Very good.
Well, I also, aside from that, I DJ karaoke, and I wanted to tell you this. Last night I was DJing for my stepdad, and somebody did a Willie Nelson song.
Fantastic.
And so I made an announcement about the teapot party to the crowd. I'm like, hey guys, if
Thank
you like
you.
Willie, check this out.
We appreciate that.
Yes.
Willie definitely appreciates
it. A couple people were going to check into that.
Fantastic. That's awesome. Well, I do have a song cued and ready to go.
What song do you have?
I'm going to surprise you.
Oh, gosh.
We've got two cuts, actually, from your performance last year at the Hemp Fest. And, of course, along with those and many, many other really cool songs, her and the Sock Monkeys group. And my second son, or 10th, whatever, one of the kids that grew up in the basement with my son, Brian.
B-Money. We like to call that.
B-Money is now one of the guitarists, or the guitarist in the band.
Yeah,
right?
He is our new guitar player. He
Fantastic.
He is a treat, let me tell you.
Yes, he is.
We play this Saturday. It'll be our second show with B-Money.
And where is that at?
McLeavy's in Montgomery, right
Wonderful.
Next to Go Bananas. It's going to be really fun.
Wonderful. Well, we'll talk about that again here in just a minute, but I'm going to go ahead and have the dope boy over there roll up this clip. It is a live set from last year's Hemp Fest, and I bet you might hear it again at the show. It's Hemp Rock. We'll be back.
Oh, We are the Drug Policy Alliance. We envision new drug policies grounded in science, compassion, health, and human rights.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because it fosters debate on drug policy.
Because the war on drugs represents an extraordinary violation of human rights.
Because whether you use drugs or not, you deserve to be treated with respect, kindness, and dignity.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I'm a scientist.
Because the United States has the highest incarceration rate in the world.
We believe the war on drugs is really a war on people.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I want my children to receive honest drug education.
Because it's time to step out of our comfort zone and begin to tell the truth about drugs and our failed drug policies.
Because the war on drugs is a war on people of color.
The Drug Policy Alliance promotes harm reduction.
Because the drug problem is a health problem, not a criminal problem.
We promote new solutions to reduce the harms of both drug use and drug prohibition.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I believe in the right to sovereignty over one's own mind and body.
Because so many people are incarcerated.
I know. I spent 12 years in prison because of a first-time nonviolent drug offense.
Because I believe in personal freedom and personal choice.
Because the drug war is not the war on drugs, it's
the war on people. I'm Tony Papa.
I'm George Soros.
I'm Sting, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I'm Larice Harvey.
I am Dr. Matilda Quinn.
I'm Elizabeth Sarnoff.
I'm Montel Williams, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
And I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. Online at drugpolicy.org. Please join us.
Cincinnati musicians, interested in submitting your music to be included in our local music library? CDs can be mailed to WVQC at 1100 Ray Street, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45202, 513-651-4171, extension 11, or email to wvqcprogramming@mediabridges.org. Radio edits only, please.
WVQC, people-powered radio.
Hi, we're Cheech and Chong, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queens City, WVQC.org, Cincinnati's 95.7 FM.
FM. And, of course, I'd like to thank Cheech and Chong for that. And don't forget, Cheech with the 420 Blazer comedy is at Bonnaroo this year. And of course, that song you heard from the Sock Monkeys, I like this. It is the Sublime's their version of Sublime's version of the Toys' version of Smoke Two Joints. There's so many
copy
versions.
Copy of a copy.
It's like this weird mirror that goes on and on with the different pictures of the mirror behind it.
Yeah,
you know,
infinity
like
mirror.
Uma Guma. Anyway, I love the song, of course. We love the version by the Toys. We love the Sublime version, and we love the Sock Monkeys version, of course. Smoke Two Joints. It is Hemp Rock Radio. I'm the Happy Hemptress. Over there rolling it up is Chef Pot and Hash, and we'll have a recipe for you tomorrow live, or Memorex.
Or Memorex, most likely.
Or Memorex.
Considering I have to work tomorrow again.
Silly work.
That crap, I swear to God. Well, if you want to know, it is, of course, the Hemp Rock Cafe and the Pottsbury Bakery segment, pre-recorded from Chef Pot and Hash, the Dope Boy, who will be, in one way or another, marching on May 7th.
If not live, then
it'll be a Memorex.
Department store Santa kind of deal.
Either way, it'll be there. He'll
good
be there.
For
the
us.
Dope Boy franchise.
That's exactly right. Well, you know, I'll tell you, we're going to talk about your band, but I want to get a quick blurb out because this thing just cracks me up. This is from Reuters.com. Pot growing trailer stolen from Denver Trade Show. It's called the growbot.com.
Oh, goodness.
So go to growbot.com. You'll see the trailer. This is out of Denver. A pot-growing trailer known as the Growbot was stolen from a medical marijuana trade show in Denver over the weekend last week. And the owner on Tuesday offered a $5,000 reward for its return. Greg Childra, who builds custom trailers for a variety of crops at his Georgia manufacturing plant, said the trailer was stolen from the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup in Denver late last Sunday night. The 28-foot long. Now, just, you know, how did... Nobody apparently was paying attention. Do we need to say they were stoned and weren't paying attention?
You know,
but
if you just do something...
28-foot-long trailer just rolled off the parking lot.
You just do something like you're doing the right thing, and people will ignore you.
Yeah, you, hey, how you doing?
Probably waved at the workers,
right.
Like, all right, we'll see ya.
It says parking lot surveillance cameras captured the crime but did not detect the license plates of the Dodge truck that hitched up the trailer and drove off. Oh, I wonder who the... Oh, and this was, of course, in full view of the security guards.
Of course.
I think they hired the wrong folks.
Definitely.
Either that or the security guards might have had some connection to the crime.
Now, if
hey.
You...
Possibility.
Yeah, now, if you live in a medical state where you're allowed to do this, this stuff sounds great. He says, Reuters... He told Reuters the trailer is computerized and is stocked with grow lights and security devices. Anything you need to grow in a controlled environment, he said. It has all the bells and whistles. Apparently not security on the outside.
About to say, he should have hit that little alarm.
It doesn't have a don't steal me whistle.
Unbelievable. Well, I guess that's how they debug systems, right? Oh, maybe we need to do an outside security system. The trailer is valued at $50,000. Hmm. And there was no marijuana even inside the vehicle.
Oh, goodness.
just that setup.
The display. Just the display, $50,000. The Growbot. Wow. Now, back to my, of course, lovely guest here in the studio, Kara Michelle from Sock Monkeys. And, of course, we had a lot of fun with that song. We got another one coming up. But now, I know that you, of course, do have a lot of things going on, and we talked a little bit about some stuff. So highlights of your most important projects right now that you're working on, besides, of course, Sock Monkeys. I know you do the karaoke and things like that. The vegetarian stuff you guys are sort of doing, sort of not doing. How's that coming along?
Well, Health Savor kind of got revamped.
Savor.
Yeah. Savor, S-A-V-O-R. We kind of got revamped. We were doing weekly deliveries before, and now it's just kind of an events or a special situation. People that have...
Catering.
Yeah, you know, big catering events, and Chef Brandon Paul...
That's right.
...will come to your house and teach you how to cook healthy stuff, and he'll teach you about how to make things taste good that are actually good for you. So.
Yeah, a lot of people think because it's healthy or it's organic or it's vegetarian that it isn't going to taste any good, and that's simply not true.
Yeah, there's so much you can do. Now, a lot of our items that were on the menu were vegan, so or had a vegan option, so that even covers those kids. But they taste good. That's the difference. So.
I know the chili last year for the Hemp Fest was fantastic.
Yum. Totally vegan.
I actually just pulled some out of the freezer a month or so ago, and it was still fantastic.
Nice.
Leftovers.
We'll have to get
love
you some
it.
Fresh.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
A little extra.
Mm-hmm. Trade you a brownie for some chili.
Oh, I think that can be arranged.
Love it. I'm a big fan of the barter system.
Yeah, that's right. So now, how long have you been with Sock? How long has Sock Monkeys been together? Who was it? Your brainstorm? You and your friends?
No,
Brian
is great.
D.
You'll love this. You'll love this. When I first joined the band, at first it was just an acoustic duet, and it was me and Andy Mann Hopkins.
Absolutely.
I answered an ad in the back of City Beat that said it was so cheesy. I had to call. It said in bold letters, "Rock for Cash." Like, who is this cat? You know, he's funny. So I called, and within like 5 minutes, we felt like we were talking to ourselves on the phone. You know,
fantastic.
He came and listened to me sing at karaoke to make sure I could sing, and then hired me right away. And it started out just acoustic, and for a while, that was when our name was originally the Fine Lines. It was a temporary name just to put a name up, and then after a while, we changed it to the Sock Monkeys because it was a little more accurate. We like to act like morons. So
I'm going to say, how did you come up with the name?
You know, I'll tell you. Andy and I were looking online. We decided at one of our shows we wanted a big gorilla suit. We wanted someone to show up in some sort of monkey attire, and that was what we were looking for. So we were seeking out gorilla suits. They were all evil looking. They looked so mean and scary. And then, you know, somewhere a few pages down on Google, we saw a sock monkey costume that you could make yourself, and we're like, oh, that's what it, that's, yeah. We need a happy sock monkey, not an evil gorilla, right? We don't want to scare people. We want to hump them.
Right.
So, yeah. Well, we hump people. What are you going to do?
That's right. So, that's what monkeys do.
Hey,
so we ended
good.
Up, like, just my mother and I, we made a sock monkey outfit, and Andy was like, we should change our name to that. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. And we did. And we did. It was just that simple. So, yeah, seeking out monkey outfits is how we did that. It was
awesome.
Good. After a while, we added my still awesome drummer, B-Dub Williamson, and
we
it was a
B-Dub.
Trio. And then after not too long, we're like, well, hey, let's just call it a rock band and add a bass player. So, and then since then, we've been rocking it out. It kind of, you know, it evolved from more chill music to more in-your-face music. So we went from, you know, cute little, like, Lisa Loeb to Tool.
Right. I'd much rather listen to Tool.
Yeah, so we're loud and obnoxious and running all over the joint now. But
now, you are generally a cover tribute band for mm-hmm. different music. Have you ever made any original music that you've put out there and played?
Not with this band, no, we haven't. People keep asking, and we keep talking about it, and we keep not getting around to it. So maybe we should check into that.
Backburner projects.
Yeah, or at least get a marijuana song for next year's competition.
That's exactly right.
Minimally.
That's
you know?
Exactly right for the million, or the million marijuana. I have that in my event floating around in my head, bouncing into each other.
Can't think of anything wrong with a million marijuana. Unless it's a rest.
Exactly. Well, I was trying to say the Marijuana Music Awards. I started to say Million Marijuana Music Awards and invert both events together. Well, now, you know, for folks that don't know, Kara is also one of our illustrious, beautiful reefer girls that help out with raffles and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So along with that, and of course, the performance with Sock Monkeys, you might even get out there with the Incendium Spinners that night.
Oh, definitely.
And you will also be providing massage services.
I've been
in a
booth.
Yeah,
over the past couple of years I've been doing Reiki, which is an energy healing, mm-hmm. and so yes, I have magic powers, which is awesome.
She's magical.
I love that. I never knew I was going to grow up to be a superhero, but it's cool. I like it. And,
except you can't say that because that's owned by the DC Comics or one of the comic companies.
Oh, you can
what
say
that
you're
phrase?
Superhero.
What?
No. It's trademarked. Yeah.
Oh, you kid?
I'm not kidding. I just heard that like a month or so ago, so I figured I'd throw it out there.
Okay, so we need to find a new term for that.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Okay.
Special heroes.
Okay, special. Yeah, special. Short bus special, maybe.
I'm wheelchair man.
So I'm cool with it. I started. I've always just been a really good. Massage therapist, so I figured I'd add the two together, and I started about 4 or 5 months ago actively doing house call Reiki massage, which is fun. Yeah, so I think I'm going to bring my table to the Hemp Fest and provide, and then I'll be donating some of my proceeds.
I'd like my appointment about 10 o'clock.
Well, you get a free one.
Just as soon as everybody comes in the doors and I'm relaxed, and then I'll have time to sit in one place.
Yeah, yeah.
Just about 10 o'clock is when that's going to be.
No problem. We'll hook it up.
I think I'm going to have to tell my boss I'm sick that day.
Yeah, you're going to have to show up.
That's exactly right. Well, I do have another clip ready to roll from the Sock Monkeys, and of course, this was done for me specially.
Mm-hmm.
And it's another one of those covers of a cover
of a cover.
We won't tell you where it's really from, but you'll recognize the tune, I'm sure.
This was
It was fun. This is my favorite version of the redo of the original song. I don't even know the name of the original one. I always forget what it's called.
The original song was What If God Was One of Us.
What If God Was One of Us.
Yeah.
That's right. I always forget the
Way
title.
Way less fun.
And the girl that sang it?
Joan Osborne, who's
Joan
awesome.
Osborne.
She's awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It is a good song.
That's
but
right. Well,
this
I'm not quite,
more fun.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And I'm not quite sure who did the original parody of it, but then another local radio station in town did it, and that's the one that you guys did last year at the Hemp Fest, and hopefully again coming up this May 7th. So check it out. This is the Sock Monkeys
that
live.
That was a fun time.
It was
too.
Fun. Yeah. Check it out. It's a lot of fun. Last year's Hemp Fest with the Sock Monkeys. It's Hemp Rock. We'll be back.
Yeah, he's going to talk. He's going to talk. Okay, ready.
All right. The sounds of thunder.
I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt... Oh, man. No, seriously, seriously. All right, okay, seriously. I'm about to create the world or something. I think it's seven days. Well, the seventh day, I'm just going to chill. Just veg out. I think I need another hit.
Just gonna hold them.
If God had a phone, what would it look like? And would He keep it full of holy water? And when God made the world, what if He made it after just one doobie?
Let there be Jamaica.
And yeah, God feels great. Yeah, God feels good. Yeah. What if God smoked cannabis?
This is great.
Did He not during Genesis? Maybe that's why the world's a mess. Because God's mind was blown.
Oh man, oh my God, wait, that's me.
If God smoked a joint, would He get munchies? And just what would He eat? If heaven didn't have a vending machine with things like ho-hos, chips, and fiddle-faddles. And yeah, God felt great.
Good.
Yeah, God smelled good.
I think
good.
I'll create humans
Yeah. What if God smoked cannabis?
Cincinnati.
Did He not like any bus? Could He get out of any bus? 'Cause the world is His throne.
Let there be palms.
Way up in heaven on the throne.
Let there be northern lights.
Nodding off into the zone.
Oh man, that's it. I'm gonna crash.
10 million years his mind's been blown. At least he gets to roll his own.
To everything, toke. There is a season, toke. Adam, have you met Eve? Eve, this is Adam. Oh hey, what do you got going on there, brother? Man, I'm high.
He even bothered to return my lighter. Miraculous. Oh, and the crowd goes wild.
Springtime has sprung, and it's time for this year's Worldwide Marijuana March. Celebrate cannabis freedom on Saturday, May 7th at 3 p.m. Gather with Hemp Rock's Reefer Roach, Pottsbury Bakery's Dope Boy Chef Pot and Hash, and Rich Spirits Drummers at the Underground Railroad Freedom Center in downtown Cincinnati to thank City Council for repealing Cincinnati's marijuana arrest law, and then march across the Blue Suspension Bridge to Covington, Kentucky's Old Kenton County Courthouse and Old Jail to thank Kentucky legislators for lowering Kentucky's marijuana possession laws from a Class A misdemeanor to a Class B, which takes effect on June 24th, and back to Cincinnati's Freedom Center in time for the 420. After the march, go to the Hemp Rock Hemp Fest fundraiser at the Riverfront West Pavilion in Miami Town, Cleves, Ohio. Doors open 6 p.m. Music kicks off at 7 p.m. This is a BYO Buds, Booze, Blankets, Bongs, and Blunts event. With music from The Ohms, Madras Lounge, Wendy Oakley and the Posse, Vicariously Indecisive, Sock Monkeys, Hip Hop Groups Open Mind Productions, and DFI. Acoustic sets with Zebulon, Henry, and Harmonicool. Plus Rich Spirits Drum Circle, Incendium Fire Spinners, Drug Law Reform Speakers and Groups, Raffles with Reefer Girls, a massage booth, contest prizes, and lots more. This year's WMM is brought to you by Hemp Rock, the Cincy Northern Kentucky Teapot Party, and Cures Not Wars. That's Cincinnati's 2011 Worldwide Marijuana March and Hemp Rock Hemp Fest on Saturday, May 7th, starting at 3 p.m. For more info, to volunteer, or to sponsor the WMM, please email us at hemprock.com. The Cincy WMM and Hemp Rock Hemp Fest are Hemp Rock Productions.
WVQC.
Yeah, right.
Radio for the people, by the people.
Hey, this is Willie, and you're going to be voting for a governor in your state, Kentucky, pretty quick. So think about Gatewood Galbraith, because he's my friend. I've known him a long time. He and I believe the same way about a whole lot of things, and I think you believe a lot of the same things that he does. So hear him out. Gatewood for governor. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Willie Nelson, and I started the Teapot Party so we could tax, regulate, and legalize marijuana. If you lean a little to the left like us, please join us at Facebook.com/Teapot Party or through your local party, including the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Teapot Party, or start one in your area. And I like that. Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WDQC-LP, Cincinnati 95.7 FM, and WDQC.org, low power to the people. Also on WEEDRadioNetwork.com.
All right. Of course, I want to thank Willie for that and those very special bumpers. Stay tuned for the launch of the national...
Wrong
oops,
button.
Oops. Dope.
Haven't had enough weed today. Sorry.
Yeah,
about
me either. Anyway, stay tuned. I have edited that local section out and have made a national Teapot Party PSA for Steve Bloom and the National Party with Willie, and hope to be launching that here on Hemp Rock Radio, and we'll let you know when that's going to be. Anyway, it is Hemp Rock Radio, and I'm the Happy Hemptress. Over there rolling it up is Chef Pot and Hash, and next to him is the Burn Man, and my very special guest in the studio, the magical hero, Kara Michelle from Sock Monkeys, and of course the song was, What If God Smoked Cannabis?
Mm-hmm. That was fun.
The remake of the remake. Of the remake. Mm-hmm. We love those kind of songs. Anyway, I bet they'll be doing it again live for you in front of you at the May 7th Hemp Fest for Hemp Rock. So definitely plan on coming and marching with everybody. And it'll be a lot of fun. And, of course, to thank both the city of Cincinnati and the state of Kentucky. I like to call it Cincinnati, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Cincitucky.
Cincitucky, yeah. Kind of like Hamiltucky.
Yeah.
Kind of. Now, of course, don't forget the 420 event in Washington, D.C. Go to Overgrow the Government. That's govt.com or org for more information. And I want to get this out as well. We'll be talking about this over the next few weeks. Also on 420 is President Obama's Facebook Town Hall. This takes place from 1:45 Pacific time to 4:45. Oh, no, wait a minute. No, sorry. Starts at 1:45 Pacific or 4:45 Eastern. So around here, it's going to be 4:45, folks. This is, it's going to last 1 hour on April 20th. That'll be a Wednesday. I'm sure most of you folks know. Of course, he will be at the White House. This is the second time he is doing a live Facebook town hall to connect with Americans across the country. Well, let's see. The event at Facebook's headquarters with CEO Mark Zuckerberg and COO Sheryl Sandberg will be live streamed for anyone to watch. all you have to do is go to the Facebook page. So go to Facebook and type in the President's 420 Town Hall and check it out. I did check it out the last time. What happens is it's like the change.org thing that they did where everybody sends in questions and the ones with the most votes get presented to President Obama. Now, the last time that happened, and the questions, of course, were asked, what about marijuana legalization? Although he says he doesn't support it, but he does think that it's time for a debate. So you can look up those thoughts and those comments from him. Although, as you know, there's 28 dispensaries were raided a couple of weeks ago between Montana and California. So he might be saying one thing out of one side of his mouth, but saying the other thing out of the other side of his ass, as far as I'm concerned. So
I'm just amused that he's taking the same attack that Arnold Schwarzenegger did. You know, he's not for it, but he'll talk about it.
Yeah, right.
That's
yeah.
what Arnold said.
Yeah, and then he signed the decrim bill in California that made it 21 yes. and over for 1 ounce, only a payout ticket, which I don't even think it should be that. I'd rather just pay the taxes and not be hassled by the cops.
Right.
You know, if I don't pay my taxes, well, you know, whatever, let the IRS, or, you know, I can't buy the product if I'm not paying the taxes on it when I buy it. Now, getting to the president, of course, Ron Paul, as far as we know, has put his hat in for the 2012. Gary Johnson, who was, of course, at the Hash Bash, my friend did not make it in time to get a copy of that, and I didn't make it, unfortunately, but from what I've read, Gary Johnson says he's not sure, and his hat's not in. But everything he's doing says he might be running. So we'll let you know what's going on with Gary
nice.
Johnson, former New Mexico governor. I believe in my heart, and I would like to see both of them run and one of them win and pick the other one up for the
running mate
for the Republican Party. It would be the first time in my life I'd be voting for a Republican for president, let me tell you. So now, are you going to be involved in the campaign this time at all?
Definitely.
Very good.
I think we're at a lot better place 4 years later than we were originally with Ron Paul. And what happened was, after they stopped picking on him
yeah.
for being who they didn't want people to think was a good Republican, once that all died down and all the crazy stuff that he said was going to happen started happening, the media started giving him actual clout and interviewing him and talking to him like he wasn't crazy. So, and maybe that was a mistake on their part, but what we've got as a result is a lot of people that will actually give him a look that
yeah.
wouldn't before. They're just, you know, the sheep will like to just do what they're told. So if
yeah.
they're told that he's not crazy, they'll actually listen to him. I think we have got a good run this year at it.
I think what happened is a lot of people don't realize that he ran as a libertarian candidate for president a couple of times back during the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And most times, if you run as a libertarian, unfortunately, the sheep will go, oh, well, that's just those libertarians. And now he's got this stigma that people don't realize that he really is a good candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I am not opposed to libertarian. I support the Libertarian Party, but generally the sheeple don't.
Everybody
and,
has been
I think
programmed
that hurt
to think that there's only two parties,
yeah.
and if you don't vote for one of them, your vote is wasted.
Yeah.
Until everybody quits being stupid and thinking that,
yeah.
Then it's just going to keep being that way. And he's smart enough to realize that he needs to run in the Republican
Yeah,
you know, candidacy.
Yeah,
so.
In order to get that notice and get notoriety.
Right.
Of course, now the Teapot Party across the country is, of course, supporting and endorsing candidates throughout the country. So if anybody knows people that are good and running along, such as like with Gatewood, our local Teapot Party will be endorsing.
Yeah, even local governments.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, there's some that might say they're with us, but I might not endorse them. So, you
mm-hmm.
know. Or we as a group, whatever, me personally as well, but because I don't like to do one issue candidates. But we do definitely encourage folks to support decriming, legalizing medical marijuana, recreational, industrial, all of the uses. So we are certainly looking for those candidates. Well, we're almost out of here, and I know that Jay will be coming up next on Cincinnati's Conscience. So I want to thank Kara Michelle for coming in today.
No, thank you.
Waking up early for us today.
I did wake up early.
If I have to, you have to.
It was worth it.
While Burn Man's over there yawning. We need four microphones in here, don't we?
I've been up since 6.
I went to bed about 6 and was up at 9:30.
I was going to say, that's more of a bedtime for me than a
yeah.
wake up.
Well, folks, of course, stay tuned. Tomorrow, the Hemp Rock Cafe and the Pottsbury Bakery will be pre-recorded with Chef Pot and Hash. And stay
definitely
tuned.
Definitely come to the Hemp Fest.
And come to the Hemp Fest.
And maybe I'll give you a rub down.
There, ooh, a rub down.
Yeah.
Worth the trip all by itself.
A reefer girl rub down.
And
oh
I'll sing
God.
To you. It'll be great.
Well, again, I want to thank you. Real quick, any websites or anything that you want to plug? We wanted to real quick give 30 seconds to Brandon on projects.
Yeah, the lovely and talented Brandon Schlund, or Chef Brandon Paul. We're actually starting a band. It's going to be a couple of obscure covers, but some originals, too. So that'll be fun. And it's in the works. Everybody's getting excited about it, so we're
and
definitely going to
do that. And he's also, of course, known as the drummer of the Black and Tan Carpet Band, who's performed for us as well for Hep Rock. And Noctiluca, who is at the moment defunct. We hope sometime to be real again.
Everybody's fingers are crossed.
I know everybody's, man, talk about a great band. I love Noctiluca. Yeah. And they have also performed with us along with Brandon as the drummer. So stay tuned for that. All the websites for all of them. And for Sock Monkeys, you can go find them off of the Hemp Rock, Hemp Fest, and global or worldwide, global, whatever, Cannabis Freedom Day promo at hemprock.com and link to the Sock Monkeys from there and everything else that you do. Thank you very, very much. I love you.
I love you too, man.
Our head reefer girl. And of course, it's Hemp Rock. Cincinnati's Conscience is up next, and we will be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Merman?
Hey, you can see the Sock Monkeys tonight at 1 o'clock on Channel 21.
Fantastic.
Oh, neat.
Northern Kentucky Insight Public Access Cable.
Thank you.
Hemp Rock TV. All righty. We are out of here. I want to thank everybody for coming and listening, and we'll be back tomorrow. It's WVQC and Hemp Rock.
Bye.
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 This has been the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress, the Burn Man, and the Pottsbury Dope Boy Pot and Hash. Hemp Rock Radio airs Mondays and Tuesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern on WVQC LP. Find Hemp Rock Radio archives at weedradionetwork.com.
Watch Hemp Rock TV on Northern Kentucky's Insight Cable Channel 21, Cincinnati's Time Warner Cable Channel 4 and 24, and now online at weedradionetwork.com.
You can join the Hemp Rockers list at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. To help end Cincinnati's harmful marijuana ordinance, please visit CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. That's CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com.
I got a hand full of wonder seed. I'm gonna cultivate this mystery and grow a big green bean tree.
Do you want marijuana? Do you want marijuana?
Hemp Rock Radio, the Pottsbury Bakery, and Hemp Rock Cafe are brought to you by Hemp Rock Productions. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio and Radio Free Queen City, a member of Media Bridges Community Media Center on 95.7 FM, WVQC-LP, Cincinnati. WVQC-LP broadcasts from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios. You can listen online, become a member, and support the station at WVQC.org. Coming up next on WVQC-LP is Jay All Day with Cincinnati's Conscience, where hippie meets the hood.
I wanna get high.